T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
From the lakefront to the riverfront, this is where Wisconsin sports fans come to talk. The Bill Michaels Show. Now, here's your host, Bill Michaels.
Show. Hey, today only, by the way, over at Quick Trip, our friends that sponsor the program, that rib sandwich, only a buck. Only a buck. Stop in and grab that thing. You can enter the Packers opening drive contest as well at Quick Trip. You can purchase any pack of some Johnsonville brats, Quick Trip buns. You can use your reward card. You can win game tickets, a prize package, $25 for every yard picked up on the Packers opening drive, plus bonus cash for a field goal or a touchdown. Oh, good right there. That is from our friends over at Quick Trip. Make sure you stop in and get your Quick Rewards card today. Thanks to Quick Trip for being such a good sponsor and hanging on with us. We certainly appreciate it. So Matt LaFleur, the head coach of your Green Bay Packers, we're still waiting to find out about Aaron Rodgers, but what else is he looking for on Thursday night?
Going out and competing at a high level from a defensive perspective, like we said before, just cleaning up the tackling, finishing plays, really on both sides of the ball. And then from an offensive perspective, like to get that run game going a little bit and then just build on our special teams performance from last week.
And the question burning a hole in everyone's mind. Will Aaron Rodgers be on the field this coming Thursday night?
That is to be determined. It's just, I want to wait and see. You know, I'm not going to say one way or the other right now. So we'll play it. That'll be a game time decision.
I don't know. I mean, I guess my question would be, why not just say, well, if his back's good, yeah, we'd love to see him out there. You know, it's preseason. You know, again, the red China starts to pop into my head. Thought we were done with this. I don't know. We'll see. Maybe. Who knows? Not sure. Don't want to. Look, I don't want to pit him into a corner, but is he afraid of Aaron's reaction?
Stay positive, Bill.
I'm trying. If he says, you know, hey, if Aaron's back is good, yeah, I'd like to see him out there. And then Aaron's going to say, well, I don't really need the preseason. All of a sudden, we got another controversy on our hands. You know? I mean, is that what it is? Is that what we're trying to avoid here? It's getting a little, I don't know, a little goofy. We're not even in the regular season yet. Meanwhile, Jay Sternberger, it was good to see him. He was back at practice, so he cleared the concussion protocol.
Yeah, I don't see him playing in this game, but it was good to get him back out there, get him moving around a little bit.
In addition to that, the Friday practice plan for the season, what shall that be?
Friday's been typically our emphasis on the red zone day. We'd like to keep it that way. We lighten the practice up, certainly, because you want to start to get these guys in recovery mode. So a typical Friday, we'll have about half the practice will be full speed, and then the later half of the practice will be more walk-through tempo or jog-through type tempo just to lighten the load on the guys.
Which, you know what? The fact that they're practicing on Friday. I mean, remember Mike McCarthy went with the, we're not going to practice on Friday, we're going to get our muscle memory ready on Saturday instead. So we'll see. We'll see if that works out for them this year, if they become better or what have you, and then just travel days, easy days, walk-through days, that type of thing on Saturday, and kind of go from there. In the meantime, we heard from Brian Gutekunst a little bit earlier, but to the first-round draft choice, Rashawn Gary has been, for lack of a better term, on a milk carton so far early this preseason. Get his thoughts from Matt LaFleur.
Yeah, I think he's just a young player that's still trying to grasp everything we're doing. There's been a lot of really good moments, and then there's been some that he's got to learn from. And I think with any of our players, it's can you learn from your mistakes or others' mistakes and just not repeat those? So that's kind of like what we're looking for him.
like I said, I don't mind if you get beat, you know, kind of physically, because you're trying to feel yourself out right now. You're trying to figure it out, right? But when you get beat or you're not a part of the play and people are tweeting and noticing that you are then turning off your motor and just kind of, for lack of a better term, taking up space in green grass, that's what makes people angry. So I'm going to look for more out of Rashawn Gary this coming Thursday night. Meanwhile, Matt LaFleur was asked about the team's receiving core once you get past the depth chart of the number one, which is Devonta Adams.
They're starting to understand their roles, and we're going to use all those guys that are on this roster. I mean, a lot of guys will get a lot of plays, and I'm excited for them. I think it is still a relatively young group, but I think we have some talented players there.
So there you go, Matt LaFleur talking to the media. By the way, at Cousin Subs, they've been serving up made-to-order subs hot off the grill for over 45 years. Cheesesteak, Phillies, bacon cheddars, bacon mushroom Swiss, they've got it all, including the Bill Michaels, the pepperoni melt, extra mayo, extra cheese, each sub topped with only the finest freshly sliced Wisconsin cheeses, veggies, that great bread. Don't forget about all of their fries and cheese curds and sides that go along with it. Go to CousinSubs.com. That's CousinSubs.com, where they believe in better. And you can order online. And even in some areas, there is delivery now. They are the official sub sandwich of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. So here's my question for you. And going back to his last comment there, talking about the team's receiving core behind Devonta Adams. And as I really started to look at this, okay, I still believe, okay, let's circle, shall we, Geronimo Allison, and let's circle Marquez Valdes-Scantling. Those are the two guys that I really believe, if you're going to talk about a standout year, a step-up year, whatever you want to call it, I believe that those are the two guys that are going to be really kind of taking that next level, okay? So I'm looking forward to that. But, and this is, I'm going to ask you, normally you ask me or I give you my advice or my opinion or whatever it happens to be. I'm going to ask you, okay? Here's the question. When you look at this Green Bay offense, and I reel off the names, Devonta Adams, Geronimo Allison, Marquez Valdes-Scantling, David Bakhtiari, Lane Taylor, Corey Linsley, Billy Turner, Brian Bulaga, Jimmy Graham, Mercedes Lewis, even if you want to count him as a backup, Aaron Rodgers, Aaron Jones, Jamal Williams, even Danny Vitale. The newest addition to this team only would be Jimmy Graham. Okay? Everybody else that I named off to you has been here either a year or more. What is your expectation for the offense? Think about that. They got Billy Turner to solidify the offensive line, and there is a battle right now at the Lane Taylor left guard position. But answer me this. Devonta Adams, Marquez Valdes-Scantling, Geronimo Allison, David Bakhtiari, Lane Taylor, Corey Linsley, Billy Turner, Brian Bulaga, Jimmy Graham, Aaron Rodgers, Aaron Jones, Jamal Williams, and Danny Vitale. Nothing's changed. How much better is this offense going to be? Answer me that question. Nothing changed. You've got, Brian Bulaga's healthy. Jimmy Graham is supposedly healthy, even though he looked relatively slow in the game in the last game against the Baltimore Ravens. But I'm just asking a very honest question here. Because the one thing that I continuously see over and over and over again in whatever it is, it's funny because you look at a Pro Football Focus and they still rank Aaron Rodgers fourth best quarterback in the National Football League with a high level of expectation. I'm watching the NFL Network last night and they're talking about Aaron Rodgers physically being gifted and smartest guy in the room and going on and on and on. And then, well, not much out of Green Bay. And it depends on who you listen to. The arguments are fair on both sides, but as you start to watch this, you're like, wait a minute. Is it just simply scheme? And if you want to consider it the dark cloud that was Mike McCarthy in the last season, I don't know. I mean, just because they changed pictures in the hallway and brought in a new head coach, things are going to be better? I'm asking you. Legitimate. My opinion is I think Aaron Rodgers has a chip on his shoulder. He's going to perform better. I think that just taking the next step for Marquez Valdes-Scantling, Aaron Jones, Jamal Williams, incorporating a fullback into this thing a little bit better, I think they can be better. I don't know how much better. Or maybe I can ask you, how much better do they have to be for this team to be in the postseason? 855-830-8648. 855-830-8648. That's on the Milwaukee Admirals, hashtag Admirals50 talk line. Give us a shout there, or just hit me up at @Bill_Michaels, @Bill_Michaels, or @RadioJoeSports. Find me over in the Wendy's email inbox, fresh, never frozen, BillMichaels@BillMichaelsSports.com. I genuinely want to know. Because all the conjecture, all the speculation, everything that's been discussed, I still don't have a rock-solid answer for you other than to say I think they'll be better because. And then I can list you three things that may make this team better. But is it just simply, because if otherwise you are 110% believing in one thing. In one thing, and one thing alone, for this team to get better. I'll tell you what that is when we come back. More of the Bill Michaels Show next.
Wisconsin-wide, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Tonight, the Budweiser Pavilion going to be hopping again after a week off as everything went dark just to clear everything out of the Wisconsin State Fair Park after the fair. But tonight, the music, it starts to ring loud yet again. The Now takes the stage tonight, 7 o'clock. 7 o'clock. Gates open up at 6, free of charge, free admission to get in. It's always a great time. Motorcycles, free to park. I think it's $6 to park your car. As a matter of fact, I know it's $6 to park your car. But come on in, come one, come all. Tonight, it looks like it's going to be a beautiful night, too. About 75 degrees, music under the stars. It doesn't get much better than that. The Budweiser Pavilion at the Wisconsin State Fair Park is Wednesday Night Live is back and better than ever. They've got a couple of them left tonight and then next week. We hope to see you out there. It's all brought to you by our friends at Bud Light, the official beer sponsor of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network and of the Milwaukee Rally. For all the information, all the bands, all the music, the entire lineup, go to MilwaukeeRally.com. And do not forget, when it comes to the Bud Pavilion, coming up on Saturday the 31st at the Bud Pavilion, Jackal is in town performing for the Milwaukee Rally. So come on out and see Jackal coming up Saturday night, August 31st, as everything that is motorcycles will be cruising through the state of Wisconsin and the Milwaukee area. So hope to see you out there for that as well. So the Green Bay Packers, offensively, when you, and I went through this, you go through the names. Devontae Adams, Marquez Valdes-Scantling, Geronimo Allison, David Bakhtiari, Lane Taylor, Corey Linsley, Billy Turner, who's the newcomer, Brian Bulaga, Jimmy Graham, Aaron Rodgers, Aaron Jones, Jamal Williams, Danny Vitale. The only new name there is Billy Turner, playing the guard position. So with all the same names, all the same faces, whether they're 14 years into the league or whether they're just a couple of years into the league, it's all the same. Nothing new. So why would you then bank on the fact that this team is going to perform better offensively than they did last year? So think about this for a minute. Like I said, there's some intangibles there. You know, Aaron Rodgers wanting to come back and prove everybody wrong and show that he's still the greatest. And Jimmy Graham showing that last year was just kind of a bad fluke. Brian Bulaga being healthy. You can look at all that kind of stuff. I get it. But the one thing that you're now banking on, think about this. Nothing more than Matt LaFleur. That's it. Matt LaFleur and the scheme. The tree that is the Shanahan offense. That's it. That's all you have to bank on. Is that worth a 3-5 game swing? Is that enough to make it a 3-5 game swing? Because that's what you're betting on this year. It's not the guys. It's the play calling and then the execution thereof. When you start to think about that, it becomes a little ominous as a Packers fan as to whether or not this team's going to be able to just go, okay, here we go. Come Thursday night against the Bears, we're going to run roughshod over people. Here comes the most dynamic offense you've seen out of Aaron Rodgers ever. That's what you're banking on. 855-830-8648. Let's go to Tim listening to us in Ladysmith. Tim, welcome to the program, The Bill Michaels Show. What's going on, man?
Hey, thanks, Bill.
You bet.
I think if you consider last year that, you know, really we should have won the game against Minnesota, probably should have beaten Seattle. You have a couple more wins, and suddenly you have a little more momentum. Also, the fact Aaron Rodgers wasn't up to 100%. Could have been a bit different season. I don't know if they'd have gone very far, if they'd have made the playoffs. But, you know, football is a play here, a play there away from being a bad year or a good year. And I think the biggest thing has to do more so with our defense. If this offense is not constantly driving the length of the field, which we have been doing, especially last year, and our defense can create a few more turnovers and play better, I think you'll see a lot better offense. So I'm banking more on the defense playing better than the offense, and that fueling the offense, frankly. So that's my two cents. Thanks,
all right,
Bill.
No, appreciate it. He drops off, you get on board, 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. This one is from Jeff, who says, last year it was all Mike McCarthy's fault. This year, Aaron Rodgers has nobody else to blame. It's a different scheme entirely. So if he can't execute this, then we all know who the problem is. And remember, Mark Murphy said, hey, Aaron, don't be the problem. This is from Tyler, who writes in the Wendy's email inbox, Fresh Never Frozen. I'm banking on Matt LaFleur to bring a better offensive scheme and to get guys open. Aaron Rodgers didn't have anybody to throw to, so he had to throw it away. If Davante Adams is so damn good, then why can't he get open? I'm looking for better things out of this offense this year. This is from, I don't know if it's Keila or Kayla, K-E-I-L-A. Anyway, in the Wendy's email inbox. I'm just banking on Aaron Rodgers to be better. Last year was a good year for him, but not a great year for him. We know Aaron Rodgers can do better. He knows he can do better. Is he past his prime? Some are saying that he's on the backside of his career. Do you think so? No, I don't. I think there was a lot going on last year. I think he got hurt early on, didn't practice during the week. But see, here's an exact example of not only practice, but, you know, the ability to play and be on the same page. Now, he's practicing with his guys, so that's where you really get your timing down. Okay, I understand that. But last year he got hurt, and he couldn't do all the things he wanted to do, couldn't practice as much, couldn't get out there as much, couldn't work with the guys as much, and the timing wasn't right, and that's what everything was blamed on, right? You heard Mark Murphy say it. Well, you know, Aaron didn't practice on Wednesday and Thursday and did the walkthrough and blah, blah, blah. Okay. All right, I'll go with that. Which is why you need all the work you can now, especially when you're installing a new offense. Just my thought. However, do I think Aaron Rodgers is past his prime? That was a great discussion last night we had for those that were hanging out down at the Milwaukee Brewing Company for the for the Harley dealers meeting. A lot of people got into that discussion. There's some that believe we have now seen the backside of Aaron Rodgers' career. And I was in the adamant camp of no, I don't think so. He keeps himself in really good shape. He's paid attention to his body, what goes into it. He went dairy free and all that kind of stuff for a while. I don't think we're on the backside of Aaron Rodgers' career. I think last year was an injury. Last year was instability. Last year was there was an antagonistic relationship there. I think we all saw it. But this year, if I'm Aaron Rodgers, look, not that I'm going to sit here and say I know him, because I don't, you know, really personally inside his head know him. But if I kind of get a feel for Aaron Rodgers, he is itching to get back on the playing field in real live games. And he is itching to prove the world wrong. And he is itching to do it his way. So if he feels frustrated, it's not because he's just a diva, but he wants to win. But he does feel frustrated at times, and I understand that. But it's right now it's all about getting on the same page and seeing how things go. You got to give it a chance before you say it's not going to work, or before you say I want to do things my way. You got to give it a chance. You know, take it from a veteran like Charles Woodson, who walked with Dom Capers and said, okay, I'll give it a shot, and turned out he ended up having the Defensive Player of the Year award because he was just that damn good because of scheme and because of his own ability. But you got to give it a chance. And it's not that Aaron doesn't want to win. He just, I think, sometimes wants to win his way. But make no mistake about it, he wants to win. So I don't fault him for that. I understand it, but I'm waiting to find out if they can put this whole offense together and make it better. I really am. I'm excited to see it. I'm also very, very curious. And I guess maybe to a certain extent, like many of you, I'm a little bit of wait and see. Let's go to Mike, listening to us on the South Side. Mike, welcome to the program, the Bill Michaels Show. What's going on, man?
Hey, Bill, good to talk to you. It's been a while.
You too, buddy.
My, My take on this is you don't drive the Ferrari in the rain. You don't ride the new Harley when there's snow on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
He'll be fine. You got one more game coming up at Lambeau. You can throw him in there first quarter, two handoffs, two passes, get him out of there.
But if that's all you're going to do, why play him at all?
Well, I'm fine with that. Now, look, who did they play last year, first game?
Bears.
The Bears.
Mm-hmm.
What happened?
Injured.
He got hurt. So you can get hurt at any time. You got the Bears again this year.
Mm-hmm.
You know. Real quick, this is my last comment. If that Mahomes, did I say that right?
Patrick Mahomes.
If someone took his ACL out in those two preseason games, Andy Reid's looking for a new job next year. Because they'd be like, why'd you put him out there?
Mm-hmm.
And 14-year veteran, kid gloves. And thanks for taking the call.
All right, pal. Appreciate it. He drops off. You get on board, 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. If you want to chime in, go for it, 855-830-8648. Let's go to Jock listening to us in La Crosse. What's going on, man? How you doing?
Hello there.
What's up?
I just want to give my two cents on what we think the season's going to be like.
You bet.
And I think it's going to hinge a lot on these first two games. It's going to be tough playing in Chicago, and if they can come away within 3 points of win or lose, that's I can live with. But next week when they're at home with the Vikes, if mm-hmm. they come away with a loss or a loss by more than 10 points, it's going to be a long, hard season. And the 8-win total is going to be hard to come by if they start off with
right.
two embarrassing losses to in division rivals.
Oh, I know that. I get that. Appreciate the phone call, boy. You hit it on the head. I mean, that's why again against the Bears. You know, some people are saying, "Well, it's the first game of the year." I mean, I want to beat the Bears because it's the Bears, but it's not the end of the world. Well, if you come out and have a poor showing against the Bears, you do have kind of an extended period of time to get ready for the Vikings. But you're really going to have to amp it up if you're going to beat the Vikings. Vikings come at you with just the same style of defense, a very tenacious defense. And you know, granted, you're not playing two superb quarterbacks in Mitch Trubisky and Kirk Cousins, but still, You're looking for better. You know, you gotta get a win. You just do. You have to win one of the first two games, and you just can't fall back like that. It's a tough schedule to start out with. I completely agree. Real quick, one more. Let's go to Scott listening to us in Marshfield. Scott, how you doing today, man? What's going on?
Good, Bill. How are you?
Doing well.
I think it's going to come down to like it does every year: health, keeping number 12 upright. Keeping the O-line, especially. And I think that the line is better off because we got depth. If somebody does go down, I feel a lot better about that. I feel better about the scheme because Rodgers isn't just going to be sitting back there on a dime waiting for guys to get open one-on-one. Our O-linemen, I think, are going to feel better being able to go downhill on people instead of constantly be pass-blocking. The defense always knew where he was going to be. When he went back in the shotgun to pass. As far as the defense, I think they're going to be better. I think we're going to miss the old 52. I think the new 52, just small sample size, bull rush guy. I don't see any wiggle in him. I don't see any extra moves. Maybe it's his bad wing. He's afraid to do anything to get it damaged. But I think that we're going to be better off offensively. Defensively, let's see how Savage tackles. He had a few moments there where he looked like,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
But also a lot more speed, catch-up speed, and so I think we'll be better off.
They do have more speed. I'll give you that. They're bigger, stronger, faster, no doubt. Appreciate the phone call. Let's do this. We'll come back. We'll ask that exact question. Paul Emig, our Green and Gold analyst, is going to be joining us coming up next in the Bill Michaels Show.
You're listening to the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. The latest news and analysis on your green and gold? Well, we better call Paul.
This portion of the program brought to you by our good friends over there at the Biofuels Association, reminding you that this time of year, yeah, we're still paying a little bit more for the reformulated blends. I have seen gas coming down. It would be even lower if we didn't have the reformulated blends, but you got to pay for it. You got to put up with it. We all know that. Hey, when you're at the pump, take away some of the pain at the pump. Go with a little bit higher ethanol count. Go with the unleaded 88 or the E85 if you've got a car that's 2001 or newer. Or if you've got a flex fuel vehicle, just check out all the facts and what does qualify by simply going to wibiofuels.org. That's wibiofuels.org and see for yourself what it is it's all about. They got it going on right now. They can tell you the facts. And don't forget, the money that you put into that supports the farmers, the corn growers right here in the state of Wisconsin, and the biofuels workers, the biofuel plants workers here as well. So keeping that money kind of circulating through the state, that's what it's all about. That is our friends at wibiofuels.org. That's wibiofuels.org. Paul Emig, our green and gold analyst, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. So, Paul, we were sitting here talking, and I said, look, nothing has changed personnel-wise on the offensive side of the football for the Green Bay Packers. So the one thing you are banking on this year, more so than anything, is scheme. And, you know, Aaron Rodgers' tremendous stats and numbers for what he did last year. The one thing that everybody points to, obviously, is some of the completion percentages, the explosive plays, things like that. You're looking for more of that. You're looking for downfield. You're looking for more scoring out of this team than what you had last year. Will scheme alone do that for you?
Well, you need, I mean, I think the obvious thing is healthy Aaron Rodgers, and then beyond that, productive Aaron Rodgers. And you know, Bill, when Brett Favre was the quarterback and everybody got so upset at the interception numbers, Aaron Rodgers came in and became the anti-Brett Favre. And I would argue takes, this is crazy to say, too good care of the football. And to the point that I don't think last year especially he was willing to take the risks that were necessary and just throw the ball open to a guy, because that quarterback room prided itself so much on it. Of course, Rodgers has made it, you know, I think the most remarkable thing about Rodgers' career is always going to be his touchdown to interception ratio and how low his interception numbers are. So, you know, I don't know if LaFleur is going to encourage him to be a little bit more, you know, risk-taking is probably the wrong word, but something in that vein. But yeah, it's going to come down to Rodgers and the scheme with LaFleur. Aaron Jones needs to step up. The wide receiver room, I think most people feel comfortable with, but LaFleur and Rodgers are the headline all year, Bill. And until the Packers look great or look terrible, I think they will continue to be the story, is how LaFleur's scheme is working with Rodgers as the QB.
I put a ton of pressure on that. I know people say, well, it's the opener, it's Chicago, it you know, there's still a ton of pressure on this game for this team to come out and perform extremely well. I think people are already setting themselves up for a loss by saying, well, if they lose in a competitive game, okay. No, you got back-to-back games. You got the Bears and the Vikings. You need wins, man. There's a ton of pressure on this team with a new head coach, with a new offense, to get this thing off the ground fast and running. And you're already hearing Brian Gutekunst say, well, you know, it's usually 5 or 6 weeks into the season. You don't have that kind of time.
Well, Bill, you don't. And I saw that ESPN had done a ranking and put the Packers 13th. And part of that was who would be on the hot seat if things don't go well. Have you seen that list?
I did. Now, I can't believe that you would put already Matt LaFleur or anybody on the hot seat. You know what I mean?
So the hot seat that they had, you know, put on was Mark Murphy.
Mm-hmm.
This team is now shaped in his image. He has had the power to do just about anything he's wanted. And now you're to a point where this like, if you were to say, Bill, like, this team is built in LaFleur's image, Murphy's image, or Gutekunst's image, is your answer Murphy? Because I think mine is.
That's if you believe that Brian Gutekunst was the right guy for the job. I mean, you know, I want to say, look, you know, Mark Murphy basically tried to put the best people in place and then backed off. Do you believe that? If you believe that, then it's not Mark Murphy. He just hired the guys. He didn't pick the personnel, right?
Well, he hired the GM. Well, I mean, maybe Mike McCarthy overrid the initial Russ Ball thought process for GM. But,
right.
But Mark Murphy did hire the GM. And then I think more than anything, Mark Murphy and Brian Gutekunst were very much a duo and a tandem that hired Matt LaFleur. So, mm-hmm. You know, yeah, no, there is pressure on, Bill. And I, to your point initially about, you know, starting off the schedule difficult. And, no, you can't start out 0-2 because – this isn't a 162-game Brewers season. This is 16 games. And if they're 0-2 and it's against division rivals and, a whole new system and a new head coach, it's not like, hot seat at 0-2, but it's definitely what is wrong with this team 0-2. So this is not a year to get out. Because remember, Bill, Mike McCarthy got out to a lot of 0-2 starts. But he had track record that you could say he's going to bounce back. LaFleur doesn't have that privilege right out of the gate.
Do you believe that Shanahan scheme is the elixir for this offense? And the other question then you have to follow it up with is, if you believe that, then you have to believe that Aaron Rodgers is all in and says, look, I'm going to give it a chance because I'm all in. Or do you think that Aaron wants to win but wants to win his way, if therefore things begin to go wrong very quickly and you're staring down the barrel of an 0-2 season against two teams in the NFC North, that all of a sudden we start to hear the kid? Because that's really where I start to believe we're going to find out what the character of this team is, and more so the character of the quarterback and the head coach.
Well, I do like the Shanahan offense, but I don't think we're going to see that offense in its completely true sense, because it's going to be molded with what Aaron Rodgers wants to do. And as they've said many times, there needs to be compromise, and they both need to figure out, how they mesh with each other. So, how much control or power or different will this look? Because when they were running this initially in Atlanta, Bill, I don't know if you've heard the stories about how, Matt Ryan adjusted to it and how mm-hmm. he initially had his reservations. But, this is going to be different. I mean, Rodgers has made it pretty clear from the beginning, I think much to the detriment a little bit of his public image from Packers fans, was that I am going to be just as much a part of this. And, Matt and I are going to have to work together on this. So, Bill, there's so many storylines to talk about, but to watch how this Shanahan offense is under LaFleur with a quarterback like Rodgers is going to be, the A story all year, and something that's going to be fascinating to see play itself out, 15 days from now in Chicago to get things started.
Right, yeah. Look, as much as people are to the detriment of Aaron Rodgers, I think Aaron Rodgers wants to win. I really believe that Matt LaFleur is in a situation where he has to. I don't think he has to. I think he wants to include Aaron Rodgers. I think they want to work this out together. I honestly think they both know this thing has to get off to a terrific start. I also think that there's a level of frustration there because we know that this thing hasn't gone so far, at least in camp, at least according to many reports, the way they've wanted it to go. But the more so that you watch it as it moves forward, now this is going to be a big proving ground on Thursday night if indeed Aaron Rodgers is out there at all, which I still don't believe he's going to be. But you got to start seeing something. You need offensive line. You need running backs. You need wide receivers. You need just guys that are making plays, and you're starting to look at guys, even if they're not winning as a team, that guys are beating the battle. You know what I mean? That you're seeing guys go, okay, that's why we know that guy's a starter. That's why we know that guy's on the upswing. That's why we know this guy can have a breakout season. Even if it's not Aaron Rodgers, at least you know things are trending in the right direction. We haven't seen that yet.
Well, no, and it would have been nice to have seen that in week two of the preseason, if not for the back tightness. I don't know what level of concern, Bill, you have or what Packers fans should have with that happening, because it's starting to build up like a list of, Rodgers injuries or Rodgers ding-ups, and the fact that he's 35 years old, takes great care of himself, but he's 35 years old. It's going to come down to so many different parts of that, and I think you went through the list pretty well. But, whether Rodgers plays or not on Thursday, is it going to really answer a lot of our questions? I think Rodgers is at a point in his career, Bill, where, Packers are coming off of two non-playoff years, and that got Mike McCarthy fired. That, there was obviously a huge medical aspect to Ted Thompson, but I think from a performance perspective alone, even if Ted Thompson didn't have the medical situation, would have gotten himself fired with two non-playoff seasons. And the only guy left that you can really hang this on is Rodgers. And I very much think, Bill, that Rodgers is in legacy mode, and he's alluded to that a little bit in recent years and mm-hmm. even recent months, that this is legacy time. And if you reach your mid-30s and you go back and you look, and of course he's still a first-ballot Hall of Famer. I mean, that part is signed, sealed, and delivered. But if you're going to look back, you're going to say, age 33, missed the playoffs. Age 34, missed the playoffs. They changed coaches, still didn't get back in the playoffs at age 35. Now he's at age 36, and the coach is on the hot seat, and the GM is on the hot seat. So part of it, Bill, does come down to, I think, the legacy of this for Rodgers. So all of that to say, you know, Rodgers isn't on a hot seat. They're not going to trade him. They're not going to cut him or, you know, get a different quarterback this year, next year, the next year after that. But from a legacy perspective, from knowing that this team is now, I think, made in Aaron Rodgers' mold, offensively at least, I think there's a ton on him to get this offense to a fast start and not have it be, you know, whether they win or lose in Chicago, have it be a 10-point offensive output, because I think that would immediately raise a lot of flags about, you know, how Rodgers played and how it's meshing, because, you know, it with everything that's been written, everything that's been said, everyone's going to be watching the story. You know, I think if you look across stories across the NFL, even across the entire league, the Rodgers-LaFleur thing and the two missed playoffs in a row and all of that is definitely, I think, a top five NFL storyline going into the season, not just here in Wisconsin.
Paul, good stuff. We're going to watch it all tomorrow night. We'll talk again on Friday, okay?
We didn't get to it today, but let's do it Friday after the preseason game. I want to go through that wide receiver list.
Yeah, we got to do that. I didn't get a chance to do that today either. I started to look at that, and then I thought to myself, we don't have anybody real new faces on this offense, so I wanted to get into that. So, yeah, definitely. We'll talk about the wide receiving core that he has to throw to. Paul, good stuff.
See you, Bill.
Appreciate it. There you go. Paul Emig, our Green and Gold analyst, joining us for a couple of minutes. I forgot all about that. I started going through that, and I got sidetracked, and my apologies, but he joins us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus, they've been getting it done. You want a new team, you want a good team, you want a better team. That's our friends at Schneider. Call them 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com. We wrap it up next on the Bill Michaels Show.
Border to border, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. Now, a Chili's Green and Gold update, presented by Chili's 3 for $10 deal and the Radisson Hotel and Conference Center, Green Bay. Here's Mike Clemens.
The Packers are headed to Manitoba to play the Raiders in Winnipeg. This is the third time Green Bay has played in a preseason game out of the country. In 1998, the Pack played the Chiefs in Tokyo. The year before, they faced the Bills in Toronto. For many of the players, it's their first time out of the country. Running back Jamal Williams on getting a passport.
It's just like a good experience. You know what I mean? First time going through getting my passport. Now I get to use it already. I can't wait. I think it'll be fun. I think I've never been to Canada. I think it's the first experience for a lot of players. So I think it'll just be fun to be in another country, Canada for sure. I want to look at some goose. I want to see a goose fly. For some reason, I feel like it's already cold. Like, it's like Alaska cold.
The forecast for Winnipeg is sunny and a high of 73. The Packers need to get their running game going this third game of training camp. Running back Aaron Jones is expected to make his first appearance of the preseason.
I think we're going to establish the run game, come out and run the ball, and you'll see how it's supposed to be ran, like the outside zone, inside zone, and just different things. And I'm excited to run behind those big guys. Been waiting to run behind them. So,
how much will he play? Head coach Matt LaFleur.
Aaron Jones? I anticipate him playing a series or so.
And I asked Tremont Williams if his teammates have talked about the Raiders being all mic'd up by the HBO film crew for Hard Knocks.
I'm pretty sure when guys watch Hard Knocks, they'll definitely be like, oh, man, we finna be on Hard Knocks. But it's not like we don't play on Sundays. We're on TV all the time. So it's not about the Green Bay Packers. It's about the Oakland Raiders anyway. I pay a lot of attention to Gruden, man, and his personality. And I like his personality, man. I like what I see from him. Seems like a great guy.
That's Packers defensive back Tremont Williams. I'm Mike Clemens on the Bill Michaels Show.
Mike Clemens, brought to you by the Radisson Hotel and Conference Center in Green Bay. Also by our friends at Chili's. Everybody's Chilean. I got to admit, I was sitting here scanning through Facebook. And every now and then something will pop up. It'll catch your eye. Today in history, in baseball history, back in 1990. And I don't think I was at the game. I think I was watching it on TV. In 1990, remember Lou Piniella? He was the manager of the Reds. Went nuts. Him and Dutch Rennert. I'll never forget. Dutch Rennert, bad call over at first base. Lou went nuts. He yanks first base out of the ground and threw it into the right field area. And it didn't go far enough. His first chuck just didn't make it. So Sweet Lou, screaming, yelling, head flying. I had that Piniella, they had that hair back and forth as he was shaking his head. And he's screaming at Dutch Rennert. He grabbed it and threw it out in the on the outfield again. And this kid from the grounds crew kept having to go get it, which was hilarious. But, yeah, today in Reds history, Lou Piniella chucking first base into the – you don't see those fights anymore. Since they went to replay, it none of that. The personality of baseball lost something when they started going to replay because it was definitive. You couldn't argue it. It wasn't, you know, hey, you were wrong. No, you were wrong. No, you were wrong. No, you were wrong. Oh, by the way, now you get – now the video shows I was wrong or you were wrong. Okay, talk to you later. I mean, that's it. You don't get Lou Piniellas out there chucking bases into the outfield and – going nuts, and, you know, God, they used to have some, Whitey Herzog was the same way, you know, I mean, it was, they had some really good, Billy Martin running out of the dugout, you know, screaming at umpires back in the day. They had some really good managerial arguments, man. So that's kind of missed, I guess, is the best way to put it, you know? They've had a few that have been pretty good, and they just haven't been the same since they brought in Earl Weaver was another one from the Orioles. Oh my goodness, Earl Weaver, he used to, like, his cap would turn around, he'd turn his cap around and start yelling at people. It was great. Hey, thanks to everybody involved in the program. Also want to remind you, coming up on Friday, we're going to be at Road America in Elkhart Lake for the Xfinity NASCAR Series. It's going to come roaring through there. Then a week from Friday, we're going to be on the road at Wisconsin Harley-Davidson. Get your schedule out and start marking those dates off and come out and see us. It's time for me to get out of here. Have a go. Sleep.
Station strong. The Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.